USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's FBI director nominee is facing scrutiny at his Senate confirmation hearing.
The FBI director serves the attorney general as the top cop on the street.
That's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley addressing Christopher Wray. He notes Wray's impressive background as a prosecutor.
He often worked closely with the FBI. While there in that position, Mr. Wray received the department's highest award.
Democrats, though, concerned about the independence of Wray if he's FBI chief.
The reason Mr. Comey was dismissed was because he would not pledge his loyalty to the president.
Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Wray was an assistant attorney general in the George W. Bush administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
President Trump is heading for Paris today to meet with the new French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump will be in France for Bastille Day this Friday and also to mark the 100th anniversary of America's entry into World War I. The two world leaders also set to discuss fighting terrorism and the situation in Syria. The investigation continues at the scene of a military plane crash in rural Mississippi.
Search teams are busy again today, recovering evidence to help figure out why a Marine Corps plane crashed in a soybean field in the Mississippi Delta. Major Andrew Aranda says investigators will examine the debris, check maintenance records, and talk to witnesses as they try to determine what happened to the plane.
All of that information is going to be looked at as part of the investigation. They're very thorough, very extensive.
With 16 people killed, it's the worst Marine Corps aircraft disaster since a helicopter crash that killed 31 in Iraq back in 2005. Randy Bell in Jackson.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
MSNBC morning host Joe Scarborough saying he is leaving the GOP.
I am a Republican, but I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. I've got to become an independent.
Scarborough saying it's in part because the Trump administration's trying to discredit the media and Republicans are not speaking out about it.
And it's been part of the pattern for a long time. They're trying to confuse the truth with lies.
About 200 companies, including Netflix and Amazon today, are showing what it's going to be like if Obama-era net neutrality rules are rolled back. Mark Mayfield explains.
The rules keep internet service providers from slowing down the speed of websites or giving preference. The companies are launching a campaign through memes, websites, apps, and other areas of the net that would show what it would be like if your internet speed was throttled back. They hope to convince people to submit comments to the FCC.
And LA Freeway is a step closer to being named after former President Barack Obama. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The Assembly Transportation Committee passed a resolution this week to rename a stretch of the Ventura Freeway between the 2 and the 210 the President Barack H. Obama Freeway. Obama attended Occidental College from 1979 to 1981 and lived in Pasadena during his sophomore year, where he traveled the Ventura Freeway from his apartment to the campus. The legislation has already passed the state Senate and now goes to the full Assembly.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 88 degrees with a few clouds. The humidity is at 55%. We can expect some showers this afternoon and some thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Tonight, there will be a scattering of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of precipitation at 30%. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms with a high near 94. And then Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. This is typical summer weather. And again, Friday, showers and thunderstorms. However, Saturday looks like it will be partly sunny with a high near 84, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 87. So we have a great weekend ahead of us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor and I have a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. I have been a counselor for over 30 years, or I'm going to say at least in the field for over 30 years, and yeah, counselor for 30 years. And I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor. And I've been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for probably all getting near 5 years. I think I'd have to go back and check. And my main purpose is to provide some education for those of you that are listening, encourage people who are struggling with issues to seek out counseling and to have better mental health. I believe that good mental health is the key to many, many issues and getting over many issues in our life. And I talk about quite a wide variety of things, so not just things that we necessarily think of in terms of counseling, like anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress, which I have talked about, but just issues in life in general that we may not realize are having an influence on our mental health. Which brings me then to my topic for today, which is about power and control. And one of the things that happens quite often in my practice is there is this struggle about power and control. The statement of, well, they just need to learn, or they just have to make some changes, or if they could only see it the way I see it, or, you know, if my husband could only, or if my wife would only, or if I could only get my kids, or I don't know when I'm going to get my parents to, this is all about power and control, believe it or not. And the thing that really is frustrating is that we think that we should have some type of mechanism to have someone see things from our point of view. That we can control what other people think and what other people do. That we can control their behavior, their attitudes, their mindset. And in reality, it's a very frustrating viewpoint because it doesn't work. So I'm sharing that really big piece of wisdom, that power and control over other people does not work. Now, some of you who are listening may be familiar with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. I think it's a fantastic program. Many, many people who are willing to put it into practice in their life have gained a great deal in sobriety. And the first step of AA is, I think, one of the most important and the most powerful, because it is about power and control. And it says here, I'm reading out of a meditation book, that we admit we're powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable. And that's step one. That's the very first step of AA. That we're powerless over alcohol and we have to admit it, and that our lives become unmanageable. Now, when we talk about someone where we're thinking of someone who is an active addict, because AA isn't necessarily only for people who are struggling with alcoholism, it's also people who struggle with addiction of any sort, drug addiction. We have this huge opioid issue going on in our country right now. But it could be a food addiction, a gambling addiction, a sex addiction, a shopping addiction, a work addiction, TV addiction, video game addiction, religious addiction. It's just a huge, vast array of areas in our lives where we are trying to exert some kind of power and control. And the reality is it makes our lives unmanageable. So when we think of an alcoholic, a typical alcoholic, oh yeah, their lives are really unmanageable. They aren't working, they're living in the street, in the gutter. That's such a small percentage. Most of the people who are alcoholics and drug addicts are living rather functional in their dysfunctional lives. They go to work, pay their bills, they have families and children, they show up to parties, and yet they're always inebriated, always high, always seeking out the next high. And it does begin to show. Their health is on decline, their families are falling apart, their health is in decline. They may even get to a point where they can't get their bills paid, car gets repossessed, electricity gets turned off. It really looks unmanageable. Really looks unmanageable. And it's pretty clear that this person who is struggling with addiction, that their life is, and I'm going to use the word again, out of control and unmanageable. But unmanageability also applies to people who are, I'm going to use the word, codependents. So codependents are someone who actually is addicted to the addict. They're always watching them. They're always trying to control them. They're always telling them to stop. They're always telling them to watch how they spend it. Did you get the bill paid? Let me call your office for you to just let them know that you're not coming in today. I'm always caretaking, enabling, trying to fix it. And when that happens, that means I am codependent and I'm trying to control other people and other situations, and I'm not taking care of myself at all. And my unmanageability comes in at the risk of my own health, my own mental health, my level of frustration, my anger, my sense of hopelessness. I'm not doing anything that's enhancing my life. I'm sad, I'm depressed. I may even become suicidal because I'm trying to have some control over someone who is out of control. And that puts me out of control. And it becomes a vicious cycle. It also sets up a paradigm called the Cartman Drama Triangle, which I've talked about before, where the chief codependent is the enabler, the caretaker, the rescuer, and the person that they're caretaking and rescuing, they get angry. How dare you do that? How dare you interfere? How dare you steal my bottle? I can handle my own life. Okay, so now their caretaker, the enabler, they're getting persecuted. Well, then they get angry. I'm only doing it to try and help you. Your life is a mess. Can't you see that? And so now I'm persecuting back the very person I was trying to enable and help. And then I feel like a martyr. Everything I've given up to help you, all the things I could have done, all the things I could have been, poor me, now I'm the victim. So not only am I the victim for trying to help you and be a martyr for all the things I've given up, now you're also the victim because I've just victimized you. And the only way I can get out of this problem is I go back to the rescue. I'm going to then be a hero again and find something else and someone else to rescue. And it becomes this vicious, it's a triangle, it's not a circle or a cycle. But it's all about power and control over other people. If they can only get it right, I know what's best for them. I know how to do this for them. They would only listen to me. And unfortunately, it's all skewed. It can even lead to relationships where there is abuse. Because power and control over other people becomes abusive in nature. Whenever we exert power over someone else, whenever we judge someone else, whenever we misuse our position, I'm going to say such as a doctor or a psychiatrist, over someone else, whenever we're trying to fix someone else, it can become abusive. Because you know what? I'm getting really frustrated and angry that you are not listening to me. You're not doing what you should be doing. Can't you see how bad this is for you? And sometimes people, you know, they come to your aid and they say, well, you know, maybe if you do this, then the other person will do that. And it's really hard sometimes to just let it go. That's really one of the things. And I will talk to you a little bit more about that aspect of letting it go. So I'm going to take a short little break and I'm going to come back and I am going to talk about power and control over other people and other things, and how that actually does not work. So we'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host. I am hoping that you are hearing me. Getting some texts that people are not hearing me, so I don't know. I'm not the technical person around here, so I'm not sure what is going on. But if you are hearing me, if you can send me something on Counselor's Chat, let me know. And that would be Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Anyway, hopefully you can hear me. I am talking about power and control issues, and how they don't work. And control is a typical reaction that we have to fear, the fear of losing control. Or when we see someone else who is out of control, we think we need to control them. But generally, it's fear. Fear of what's going to happen. Fear of the future. Maybe even fear of the present. And so I need to control what's happening. I need to control how you think, because I'm afraid that you're going to make bad decisions for yourself, and I don't want you to feel the consequence to that bad decision. The reality is, as I've said, and I'm going to continue to say, is we really can't control someone else. Sometimes we hear the word micromanage. And again, that's someone who really likes to have power, control over another person or situation. I need to know what's going on all the time. I need to know about every decision you make. I need to make sure that it's going to be okay. See, this is why it's related to fear and safety. I need to make everything sure that everything is going to be okay. I don't want any kind of pain. I don't want anyone that I know to suffer isolation, ridicule, restrictions. And yet at the same time, by my trying to control them, I'm doing the same thing. It may be that I'm looking for perfection. I want everything to be perfect. Again, that does relate to safety. But the reality is, life isn't perfect. Or I want everything to be fair. So I'm trying to control everything to make it all fair. And again, there isn't anything that I can do to make it fair. If I'm looking for guarantees, that doesn't work either. So I'm lacking motivation, and I'm going to see to it that you stay behind. I'm going to try and hold you back because I want to make sure that it's going to be okay. I'm afraid that you're going to get hurt. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose you in some way. I'm afraid. So I've got to control. And what this does is it takes my focus off of me and puts it on you. Even to the point where, like I said, it can become abusive. And it definitely causes problems, anger with the other person, arguments. It's so hard to just let it go. So hard. To let things go, or let people go. It really creates issues in our lives when we're trying to control others. Again, overprotecting, become helicopter parents. It can contribute to physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, bullying, taunting. It makes for a very painful and very uncomfortable situation in a relationship. I'm going to take a short break, another break, a news break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Christopher Wray is set to start this morning. President Trump nominating Wray to replace fired FBI Chief James Comey. Wray was a top Justice Department official in the George W. Bush administration, and he's been in private practice now for several years, famously representing New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie in the so-called Bridgegate scandal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying a revised GOP health care bill should be ready for deliberation in the Senate by next week.
We'll be laying out a revised version of the repeal and replace effort on Thursday morning. We hope to have a CBO score by the beginning of the week.
Also, the annual August recess for senators will be delayed by 2 weeks so they can continue working on health care and other pressing issues. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. And I'm hoping that I've gotten some information. Some people are having trouble hearing the show, and there's nobody here right now. They're all at lunch, so all the technical people are gone. So I'm going to just continue with my show, and hopefully I will let people know they can go back and listen to the archives if they'd like. So I am talking today about power and control. And how the focus on that is always about looking at other people. Because power and control generally is about my trying to figure out what other people are doing, what they're saying, how they're acting, what's good for them, what's right for them. And it just doesn't work. A lot of times what ends up happening is it makes matters worse. It makes matters worse because my need to control others, my need to have power over others, creates shame. Shame for the other person because they keep thinking they're doing something wrong. It causes anxiety. It causes depression. It causes stress. It breaks down relationships. It causes a host of many other health, mental health concerns. And the reality is, again, there's only one person that I can have any kind of power and control over. And that is myself. So when I think about it, if I have the need, you know, if I can only get this person to do whatever it is that they need to do, or I want them to do, or I think they should do, because I'm afraid that they're going to harm themselves in some way, I need to look at my own fear. I need to look at my own anxiety. I need to work at developing my strategies for coping. I need to increase my sense of self-awareness and relinquish control over the need to control someone else. So I have some good news to report, and here's a real-life example. My mom, she's 87, she's got some memory issues, she's living in assisted living. She's got some health issues. And darn, she just would not give up her car. And believe me, it did cause some concern. And every once in a while, would make some suggestions. Or, what do you think, Mom? I even tried to manipulate it at one point. And boy, did that cause a firestorm. And I had to say, it's not my job to try and take her car from her. Though it was a danger for her to drive. I had to just take care of myself and let it go. And remind myself to let it go. Well, Monday, she finally relinquished the car. And yes, did it lower my anxiety about her driving? Of course it did. At the same time, it was a lesson for myself to just let it go and let it take its course. In the book called Codependent No More by Melody Beattie, which is a groundbreaking book from the 80s on codependency, which is still probably one of the most popular books on codependency, she talks about detachment. And detachment is about letting go of control, letting go of power over someone else, and taking personal power. Controlling self, controlling emotions, controlling my viewpoint, having the power to change my own thought processes, working at the power of my learning to let go, trusting that things are going to happen the way they're going to happen. Because you see, if I have this belief system that I need guarantees that everything's going to work out okay, I'm going to try and control everything. If I have to say, you know what, I'm going to have to let it go and let things, chips fall where they may, as it were, then chances are things are going to work out, just not on my timetable. It's the proverbial someone has to hit their bottom. Now, in the case of addiction, we do have some power where we can raise the bottom, but we have to stick with that plan of action. In other words, you know, if you don't stop drinking, I'm going to give you 30 days. If you don't get to rehab, stop drinking, stop using drugs, stop smoking pot, I have to leave the relationship. That's a game changer for me. Now, I'm suggesting that you stop. I'm not telling you, I'm not forcing you. You have to make that decision for yourself. However, there are consequences if you don't stop. The consequences are, I'm leaving. The other person might say, okay, go. I'd rather have drugs and alcohol than have you. Okay. There's always that fear. My child is using drugs and alcohol. I can't just let them be out there and die. And that is a risk. But what I can do is I can make their life really uncomfortable in certain ways while I am letting go. So I have to look at, how am I enabling this process of addiction? Well, you know, my child is on heroin, but they come home, they're high, they're shooting up in the house, they're eating my food, they're using my shower, they're sleep. No, I'm going to make their life hard. I am not going to give them any money. I am not going to allow them to eat my food. Isn't that cruel? I am not going to let them sleep in this bed. They are not allowed in my house. They cannot drive my car. I am taking away their keys. I want them to hurt. There are three ways that people change. When there's economic pain, physical pain, and emotional pain. So the thing is that, yes, there are times that I can, I'm going to say, bring the bottom up for someone. However, the reality is I'm saying, you know what, I'm not going to enable. And that's something that I have power and control over. I am not going to enable. I say this to clients all the time. Anything that supports recovery, do it. If it doesn't support recovery, don't do it. Well, how could giving my child a meal and saying you can take a shower support their drug addiction? Well, I don't know. I'm making them comfortable. I'm sustaining them in some way. I don't want to do that. I want to make it so they hurt and say, I can't do this anymore, before they get to the point where they're dead. It's tough. And the thing is that I have to take care of myself. It is about self-care. When I hear someone who is struggling with codependency, I've got to get this person to do this. This person needs to see that. The other person needs to be able to do these other things. I'm other focused. And then I'm, like I said, angry and bitter. I don't know. I don't get to do anything I want to do. I don't get to have my life. I'm so focused on your life. I'm always trying to catch you and fix you and recreate you. And it's all about you rather than me taking care of me. Well, that's going to mean that I have to have some boundaries and some limits. I need to be able to say, really big word, no. Self-care is really important. And self-care is not about being selfish. Two different things. It's about knowing your boundaries and knowing your limits. So I'm going to take another short commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. That means that I have a license in New Jersey to practice. I have my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can also follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So please go on to Facebook and like Counselor's Chat. I'd love to see more people following me there. You can also scroll down on my Facebook, Counselor's Chat Facebook page, and find other programs that I have done, and then go into Hunterdon Chamber Radio Archives and coordinate that particular show with the date on Counselor's Chat. In addition, if you have any other comments that you would like to make, you can contact me at 908-237-2899. You can leave a message about the show, a comment about the show, a suggestion for future topics, or if you are interested in making an appointment, please give me a call at that same number, 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list, and if you are struggling with many different types of mental health issues, please give me a call. I would love to meet you and work with you. So today my topic has been on power and control. One of the things that I started to talk about when I started this show was Alcoholics Anonymous and their first step. Step one, where we admit we're powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable. And this step applies to anything and anyone. So I have to admit that I'm powerless over other people. I'm powerless over my spouse. I'm somewhat powerless over my children. There is some influence that we do have on our children, which is a healthy influence, because our job as a parent is to raise healthy, productive adults. Therefore, we do need to have some influence and control over them, because they don't know how to do that yet for themselves, and our job is to teach them. Now, teaching a child how to have some power control over themselves, how to have good self-esteem, is very different than controlling them in a way that can be abusive. It's a fine line. And the thing is that, yes, I want to make sure that my child is safe, and I want to teach my child how to keep themselves safe. I want my child to have good self-esteem, so I need to teach them what self-esteem looks like so they can practice self-esteem, good self-esteem. I want to teach my children good coping skills, so that means I need to allow them to have their feelings and provide them with skills on how to handle things like anger and disappointment and sadness and frustration and all of the other feelings that are uncomfortable, but important to have. And so that is, in terms of a parent, that is sort of the power I have, you know, in terms of the clothes they wear, the food they eat, and it's all about teaching them self-care to become healthy, productive adults in our society. Not about controlling them. It's about teaching them. So we do have an influence over our children, and it's really important not to abuse it. However, there are many people in our lives that we don't have, or we think we have influence over, but we really don't. And that's part of what that step one is about, that when I try and control something that's not mine to control, my life becomes unmanageable. Like I said, frustrated, angry, depressed, I give up, feel hopeless. One of the things about Al-Anon, now Al-Anon is the sister program of AA. When I say sister program, it's for family and friends of people who are alcoholics or drug addicts who are or are not in recovery. And one of the situations that happens quite often is that people try and control the active addict. That's part of what codependency is about. So then my focus is always on other. One of the things that is important to recognize that I can't control another person. If they're struggling with an addiction, I can't cure it. I didn't cause it. And that they need to work it out for themselves. Like I said, I might be able to bring the bottom up by making it really difficult for them. That's a choice that I'm making in terms of my own boundaries and my own limits. I am not willing to give you money to go buy alcohol. That's my boundary and my limit. I'm going to make it hard because I have a limit. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let you just sleep on the sofa and smoke pot all day. I'm sorry. Not in my house. I'm not giving you money for that. I'm not giving you my money. It's my money. I control where I spend it. My car. No, I'm sorry, you can't have the keys to go out and buy pot. As a matter of fact, because this is my house and you're living here under my roof and you're old enough to go out and get a job, I expect that you're going to pay rent. If you can't pay rent, I'm going to evict you. That sounds harsh. That might sound cruel. It's not about control. It's about my sense of boundaries and my sense of limits and what I am willing and not willing to do. It's not about controlling you. You have free will. You don't like it? You can leave. You can leave. You could sleep on a friend's sofa. You could smoke pot until your heart's content. Is there a risk? What if something happens? Yeah, there's a risk. What if they get caught? What if they go to jail? What if they start using heroin? There are risks involved. If I think that life does not have risks, I am mistaken. But the reality is the only person I can take care of, again, really is me. I can't control the other person. I can't control my neighbor. I can't control my mother. I can't control my husband. I can't control anybody. And the thing is that I need to recognize where I may have some unhealthy perspectives because I'm trying to change others. But the change has to happen inside of me. Sometimes it can happen slowly and subtly. The thing is that I need to become more self-aware. Because these habits of trying to control others is self-destructive. I've got a client who's always talking about how she wants to make sure there's no such thing as prejudice. Well, that's a nice and lofty idea, but unfortunately, we cannot control how other people think. In the perfect world, there would be no prejudice. We do not live in a perfect world. We cannot control what other people think. What we can do is we can demonstrate to people, I can demonstrate to people, how I am inclusive. I have friends of all different shapes and colors and religions and orientations, and I'm accepting. And you can see how that's working because I'm accepting. And if you like the way that looks, then you might want to try it. I don't respond well when someone tries to impose their will on me. I never have. It's probably why my mother and I always butted heads when I was a kid, because my mom was into power and control over me, and I would say, oh, no way. Because I didn't like it. And what would make me think that then someone else would like it if I had power and control over them? And I have no right to try and force and impose my will around those around me. I am only responsible for one person, and that is myself. I am the only one who can make my life as full as possible. And when I recognize I'm afraid, I need to look at that. If I recognize that I'm angry, I need to look at my anger. I can't make you stop doing something, but what I can do is I might change my anger and use it as a way to invigorate a cause, hoping that you join in. I'm so angry about the where I live, people throw garbage all the time out their windows because there's a part of my property borders up against a highway. Once a month, I'm down there picking up soda bottles and garbage bags, and you know what? People see me down there picking up garbage. They may decide not to throw the garbage out. I can't make the people who drive past that piece of part of my property, I cannot make them not throw garbage out their window. But they may see me picking it up and they might say, you know what, let me think twice before I throw garbage out the window, because somebody's got to pick it up. And I'm responsible for my own garbage. And you know, when you throw your garbage on my property, actually it does become my garbage. So I hope this was useful. That the only power that I have is the power over changing myself. And the only control I have is how I handle the situation. How I take care of myself. I don't have power or control over another human being. I never have. I never will. And I say that to my clients. I'm the therapist. I have no power over you. No power. My job is to lay out the facts as I see them. And if at some point you say, well, hey, you know what, actually that makes sense, I like that, then you can incorporate it into your life. You may choose not to. So I hope this was helpful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Again, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for Counselor's Chat. Have a great week, and I will see you next week. Stay cool. Bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I will never allow the FBI's work to be driven by anything other than the facts, the law, and the impartial pursuit of justice.
President Trump's nominee to be the new head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, testifying in front of Congress, he had nothing but praise for the men and women of the FBI.
They toil at great risk to themselves and at great sacrifice by their families.
but they happily defer individual recognition because they believe that the principles they serve are much larger than themselves.
Meanwhile, President Trump is heading out for a visit to the City of Light. French President Emmanuel Macron will host the president as they celebrate the upcoming Bastille Day. They'll also mark the 100th anniversary of America's entry into World War I. Aides to both world leaders say the two men will also be discussing terrorism and Syria. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years.